Hello, ladies and gentlemen. I'm George from Ireland. Here I am at the Oxford University Palestine Solidarity Camp, established informally about a month ago outside the Natural History Museum of Oxford University. So, yeah, you wouldn't be allowed to camp here. Well, they're still not allowed, they've just done it. And the university authorities have not taken any effort to remove them, okay? And there it says, Israel has killed this many students, blah, blah, blah. I don't know where they got the statistics from. I can't falsify it or prove it's correct. Now, I'm not quite sure why it's here. It could be because it's so close to the Muslim prayer room over there, but I might be mistaken. A lot of the scientific laboratories around here, the Robert Hooke Library, as in the guy who was studying here in Oxford, not part of the university actually, who saw the first living cell in his laboratory, which is now where University College stands. And so look at these lovely fine upright tents you could easily stand up in. What are the wood chippings for? Maybe when it gets muddy you can sprinkle those so you're not going to get into the muddy. All eyes on Rafah, which is where the Palestinian civilian population of Gaza has been told to evacuate to. So it's astonishing, it's going on since October and it's now May. So it's been going on for so many months. So was it 1,300 Israelis were killed by Hamas on the 7th of October? And many times that number by the Israeli Defense Forces in Gaza since. How many are Palestine, how many are Hamas militants, I don't know. How many are civilians, but you know, the Health Ministry of Gaza says it's over 23,000 civilians. I don't know what the correct datum is. And look, they've got a port-a-loo there. So I'm not sure how many of these tents are occupied all the time. But obviously the end of the university term is coming up at the start of June. Will people just go home? See, terms aren't very relevant to postgraduates. The majority of Oxonians are postgraduates, so I suspect there'll be some sort of presence here throughout the summer. And then, you see, they can get vital supplies here from the horse box coffee thing. As in, that would have been a horse box towed behind an automobile containing your horse. Look, Viva la Palestina. And then they've got in Irish, they've got Saoirse con Palestine. And the Celtic design, as in the freedom for Palestine. And then we go on. So it's well worth it when this thing opens up, huge, and it's free of charge. An ethnographic museum as well. Oh, look at this memorial by 1830 Thomas Huxley, known as Darwin's bulldog. He debated Samuel Wilberforce, who was the Bishop of Oxford, the son of the abolitionist William Wilberforce. About Charles Darwin's On the Origin of Species in 1860. Obviously, On the Origin of Species was published the year before. And that's when Soapy Sam, as in Samuel Wilberforce, was notoriously asked. He asked actually Huxley, are you descended from a monkey on your grandmother or your grandfather's side? Well, it'd be both actually. So Free Palestine, look at that. We've got the Palestinian flag, the colours of Arab nationalism. From Oxford to the sea, Palestine will be free in the map of Palestine. There with the, I'm not sure why they got the watermelon. Do they grow watermelons there? There's more spilled blood than drinkable water in Palestine, which I think is not literally true. But anyway, it's a horrific humanitarian situation. Obviously aid cut off, and even when the Israeli government allows it through, some anti-Arab, anti-Muslim bigots are blocking it because they want people to die of malnutrition, die of lack of medicine. So it's horrendous, and it is ghastly that people have not been allowed out. What about all the other Arab countries? Is it 25 countries in the Arab League? What about the other Muslim countries? Is it 40 Muslim majority countries? Indeed, all countries. You know, I think the Republic of Ireland, we should take a few refugees. The United Kingdom, we should take a few. I mean, obviously, we can't take that many. We've taken hundreds of thousands of other countries, but even a few thousands. Those were substantial links to the United Kingdom. Especially have sponsors here. People are willing to pay all their costs. Observe the academic boycott. Diverse. So there's been the BDS boycott, divest, sanctions campaign for years. Say, refuse to interact with the Israelis in sports, any cultural fora, concerts, orchestras, and so forth. A bit like apartheid in South Africa, how that was brought down. Do not invest in their companies. Do not buy shares in these companies. Do not do the stock market. Maybe no currency exchanges. Do not purchase their exports, do not sell items to them. They're gone on holiday there. That's the idea. But BDS had very little effect. And in the United States, some states, am I right thinking, have actually forbidden people from doing this BDS thing? I'm not sure how you forbid people, because they're not obliged to purchase Israeli services or whatever. So I'm glad the stonework's been cleaned up there. Okay, so it looks like they're having some sort of announcement. Okay, they've got these boards to walk on because it's getting very muddy. Where a lot of people were walking through there. Duck boards, I suppose you'd call them. And like a little shop, I'm not sure if we're allowed in here. Okay, so some smaller, more modest tents where you really could just lie down. And why they're wearing the masks, I don't think coronavirus is that much of an idea. I don't think it'd be a very effective disguise either. So here we are. Oxford stands with Palestine. Okay, and join us. Oh yeah, and I'll show you a list of the demands they've got. Our demands. You see? Disclose all finances, divest from Israel, Israeli genocide, apartheid and occupation, overhaul university investment policy, boycott Israeli genocide, apartheid and occupation. Isn't four the number, same as one? Oh, divest and boycott, okay, not quite. And stop banking with Barclays, because I think they provide service in Israel. That's why they protest outside Barclays Bank sometimes. Support Palestinian-led rebuilding of education in Gaza, okay? So here we are on Parks Road, Oxford. And that's it, so we've been indulged for a very long time. And look, they've got this map here. Okay. Oxford men wrote Balfour, divest net now. The Balfour Declaration, okay. Arthur James Balfour, the sometime British Prime Minister, later British Foreign Secretary, when that was written in 1917. Gaza Solidarity Encampment, because it said His Majesty's government will view with favour the establishment of a Jewish national home in Palestine, without prejudice to the rights of existing communities, as in the Palestinian Arabs. So A.J. Balfour, he'd been Prime Minister 1902 to 1905. Okay, Oxford with students, Oxford alumni stand with students for justice for Palestine. Okay, and so we go on. And always, there's a little door down there. What is it to, some bomb shop or something? Welcome to the People's University for Palestine. All right. Halal kosher zone, no pigs. Okay, obviously they like Jews for justice for Palestine. Jews for a free Palestine. Okay, good, good, good. Israel has destroyed every university in Gaza. And here we have this one. From the revolutionaries of Sudan to the revolutionaries of Palestine, rights for the homeland are taken, not given. Okay. And then it's got an Arabiya as well. Okay. The hay bale, I'm not sure what that's about. So you get the idea. Oh, some children on a school trip going in there.